So as we welcome all of these confirmation candidates into our midst here at the cathedral, as the people of God, we enter into the Word of God that we've had proclaimed. And spoken to us was the moment when Jesus appeared to them and they had the doors of the room locked. And it really begins the first question for us, because Jesus says to them, and the first thing he says is, "Peace be with you." And he says that because they were not at peace. They were not at peace. They had the doors locked. They had the doors locked. They were not at peace. They were not ready yet to receive the Lord. So that becomes our question as we enter the cathedral today. Are we at peace? Or what is it that's got us disturbed? Or what is it that we're kind of focused on? Now, I noticed when I walked into the Mass today that somebody has really got something going on because they bent the resurrection candle. So whoever it is, let the love of Christ truly touch your heart, the risen Jesus now, in this moment, in a very special way. As Jesus again says to the disciples, because he knows them and he knows us, he says, whatever's going on, whatever difficulties, problems, struggles, concerns, preoccupations, he's saying to us, peace be with you. And he's not offering the peace of earth. He's offering the peace of heaven, the peace of the resurrection, because that's what we celebrate every time we come together to celebrate the Eucharist. It is the risen Lord Jesus that we receive. It is the risen Lord Jesus that gives us peace. So by the end of the Mass, the candle's going to be straight. And as Jesus revealed himself to the disciples, he breathed on them his Spirit. And it wasn't just a perfunctory moment. So when he received the Holy Spirit, when he did that, he really was wanting his Spirit to enter every single one of the disciples and each of us. And each of us. It's that same Spirit that he offers to each of us. And the Spirit of God given to them changed them. Changed them. From fishermen and tax collectors and other jobs to disciples to witness to Jesus Christ. That's my prayer for you who are to be confirmed tonight or today, that you become his disciples with the gift of the Spirit. And we had recounted to us in the Acts of the Apostles what that moment looked like. And it really was a powerful moment. It's wonderful that the church has preserved it for us. You know, that the Spirit of God came as a driving wind. And we who have been through Hurricane Katrina know what a driving wind looks like. That's the Spirit of God coming into our lives. It's the same Spirit that blows into our lives. And those tongues of fire are over you right now. And they're parting over you. And they're parting actually over every one of us who have received confirmation. So those who have received the sacrament of confirmation, hands up. Hands up if you received the sacrament. So look around. Look around. The deacons better have their hands up or they're in trouble. Upon them and changed them. And as it changed them, it began to shape them and form them into witnesses of Jesus Christ. Witnesses of Jesus risen from the dead, whether a candle is bent or not. The Lord Jesus is very much with us, as he will be with you in a moment. And that spirit given to you is meant to be a spirit of life, a spirit of love, and a spirit of joy. That we know he's risen from the dead, and he's risen from the dead in our lives. That's got to be an amen. Give me an amen for that one. Okay. And that spirit gifts us. That spirit gifts us with wisdom and the knowledge of God and the understanding of God in our lives as life unfolds to know God, and gives us counsel when our candle goes like this. Gives us counsel. And the Spirit of God gives us fortitude or strength to witness to Jesus risen from the dead in our lives. And in that Spirit, we are filled with piety, a desire of prayer, a desire to be filled with the Word of God. And in that piety, we stand before a God who has created all things. Fear the Lord, awe and wonder, the God who loves us that much and embraces us and wants us to love him that much too. In a moment, I will ask you to renew your baptism promise. And in that moment, you accept the promise of being his witnesses, his disciples, very personally. And so as his people, let me have all those to be confirmed to please stand again.